Report: Andrew Cuomo considering run for NYC mayor. By Joshua Kaplan on November 22, 2023. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., is said to be discussing a possible campaign for mayor of New York City, according to a report Tuesday. Politico reported. Cuomo, who resigned more than 2 years ago amid allegations of sexual harassment and claims his administration covered up the number of COVID-19 deaths tied to nursing homes, has begun in recent days to gauge the viability of a potential mayoral bid, according to 8 people who have talked to him or his inner circle. I got the impression that he is ready, Reverend Ruben Diaz Sr., who chatted with Cuomo last week, told Politico. No one knows what's going to happen in the city. My opinion is if he runs, he will win, Diaz added. People are in need of a leader. Even though Governor Cuomo and I have our differences, we've had many fights in the past, and besides the differences, I think he was a great governor. Chatter about Cuomo comes as New York City's current mayor, Eric Adams, is facing less than stellar polling numbers. Only 37% of Big Apple voters approve of the job Adams is doing, according to a Marist College poll. Adams is under fire over his plan for sweeping budget cuts as the cost to house migrants continues to be a drain on Gotham's coffers. As the New York Post reported, few city departments emerge unscathed from Adams' proposed 5% cuts to balance the budget, which include $32 million from the city's sanitation department, $74 million from the FDNY and $547 million from the Department of Education. Adams has ordered another round of sweeping budget reductions to balance the Big Apple's bulging $7.1 billion gap for next fiscal year, though the NYPD, FDNY and Department of Sanitation could be exempt. The New York City Council is expected to sign off on a vast majority of the proposed reductions, the Post said. To balance the budget as the law requires, every city agency dug into their own budget to find savings, with minimal disruption to services, Adams said of the controversial decision. And while we pulled it off this time, make no mistake, migrant costs are going up, tax revenue growth is slowing, and COVID stimulus funding is drying up, the New York Democrat added. Patrick Henry, president of the Police Benevolent Association, slammed Adams' plan in a statement to the Post. This is truly a disaster for every New Yorker who cares about safe streets, Henry said. Cops are already stretched to our breaking point, and these cuts will return us to staffing levels we haven't seen since the crime epidemic of the 80s and 90s. We cannot go back there.